The candle flickers to life. Its warm glow reaches out to touch the cold moonlight beaming through the window. Steam curls from the bath. The candlelight dances on Charlotte's curves as she slips out of her clothes. She imagines her worries falling to the ground beside them. As she immerges herself in the warm water, she clears her mind of all thoughts and focuses on her bath. She allows the warmth to wash over her and flood her senses. The steaming water invigorates her muscles. The gentle light calms her spirit. The scent of lavender oil refreshes her thoughts. The view from the tub is glorious. A full moon shimmers on the crystalline lake, resting between snow-capped mountains. Charlotte takes a deep sip of wine and soaks up the moment. This is exactly what she needed, a weekend alone in nature. But as she watches the serene view, a strange sight catches her eye. Peculiar lights flicker in the sky. The lights ignite into a radiant aurora, which dances just above the lake's surface. Charlotte rubs her eyes. She must be more exhausted than she thought. When she looks again, the aurora gently fades. Charlotte doesn't know if she's relieved or disappointed. She could use a little magic in her life. But as she watches the light disappear, she notices a luminous blue figure standing on the shore.
As the traveler's feet touch the shore, he's filled with a profound peace. What a beautiful planet. He admires the sights and sounds, but a deep yearning aches in his soul. He's wandered the universe in search of his soulmate, and all his exploring has led him here. He scans the scenery until his eyes land on a small cabin nestled in the woods. The biocompass in the base of his chest hums to life. Could it be? His heart tells him he is finally at the end of his searching. Without hesitation, he levitates towards the cabin. A warm light glows from one of the windows. As the traveler draws near, he sees the most beautiful creature he has ever laid eyes on.
Charlotte holds her breath as the strange, naked man settles on the balcony outside her window. His skin is the color of dusk. Lean muscles carved through his tall, strong frame. His deep, intense eyes look directly into hers.
The woman watches him with her big, bright eyes. His biocompass whirs in ecstasy. He knows beyond any doubt that this beautiful stranger is the love of his life.
There's something familiar about this stranger. As if she's met him in a dream. Is she dreaming now?
He can sense her alarm, so he silences his whirring heart, smiles warmly, and bows in greeting.
A wave of peace and comfort washes over Charlotte as the traveler bows before her. She can't explain it, but she knows he means her no harm.
The beautiful goddess radiates as her tension eases. He averts his gaze as she covers her divine flesh and unlatches the window for him.
Charlotte hides her nakedness beneath the bubbles as the traveler opens her window with his mind. He enters and speaks to her in words that sound like crackling fire.
The woman doesn't seem to understand him, but her eyes light up at the sound of his voice.
He activates a device strapped to his bicep and speaks again.
The woman is even more beautiful as she blushes.
The device translates her words to his alien language.
The woman's eyes sparkle as brightly as the stars. The traveler waits in anticipation as the beauty studies him. Her eyes linger on his manhood.
Charlotte can't help but notice the traveler's growing manhood. He smiles at her playfully.
As the goddess shifts, the soapy water laps at her divine breasts.
Charlotte notices the handsome stranger admire her body as she moves. She blushes, but she doesn't feel shy. She feels ravishing.
The traveler lowers himself gently into the warm water, without taking his eyes off her beautiful face.
The traveler holds his arms out to her. Charlotte hesitates for just a moment before giving him her hand.
He pulls her into his strong arms. His heart races as she entwines her silky legs with his.
As they place their palms together, the traveler leans in and touches his forehead to hers. A flood of passion flows through her body, and in a moment, she's transported through space and time.
He shows her his home planet, his people, his city. He shows her the worlds he's seen, the galaxies he's explored, and the light years he's traversed.
Charlotte's heart races as she travels the universe with the stranger. She doesn't know how much time has passed when she opens her eyes again. But when she does, they meet the traveler's loving gaze.
His spirit is electrified as this goddess of a woman shudders in his embrace. Her eyes gaze back into the depths of his soul.
The traveler wraps his strong arms around her waist and pulls her closer.
His every nerve pulsates as her soft body presses against him.
She looks into his eyes and sees nothing but warm sincerity. He leans in slowly. As their lips touch, she melts into his embrace.
Her soft breasts rise and fall against his chest as her breath quickens. His biocompass hums back to life as the warmth and softness of her mouth seeps into his body.
Charlotte is delightfully surprised by the vibrations purring deep inside the traveler. His strong hands lift her onto his lap, and she passionately wraps her legs around his waist. She can feel his growing erection press against her vulva.
His biocompass races when he feels her nipples harden against his chest. She folds her arms around his neck and kisses him deeply.
His hands explore her body as he traces his lips from her mouth to her jaw, to her delicate neck, to her collarbones, to her chest. His body vibrates rapturously against hers.
She tosses her head back and arches herself against him. Her sweet nipples yearn for his touch.
He gently cups her breast and takes her nipple into his mouth, kissing them passionately.
The goddess raises herself and rubs the head of his vibrating penis against her slippery clitoris.
Every fiber of her being hungers for him. Slowly, he eases her down and fills every inch of her.
In all his travels, he has never felt anything as transcendent as her divine lotus.
Their souls are ignited as their bodies knit together rhythmically.
This is what it must feel like to finally find your soulmate.
They're transported through the galaxies once again as their bodies rapture in divine bliss.